Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Did a video recently about people who are buying cars from a non-existent car dealership. And the cars were non-existent, so people lost their money. And it was through an internet scam. And there are a couple internet scams that have become fairly common. And you need to watch out for these. And I got a story here about another one that Jason sent me. And it involves a town, I think I'm going to pronounce this correctly, Sevierville. Sevierville couple discovers home used in a fake listing on Facebook Marketplace. It's happening in Tennessee. WATE reports Ella Wales writes the story. A Sevierville homeowner went to check on a house she was preparing to sell and discovered that the locks had been changed and another family was living inside. It turns out that the home had been listed for rent by somebody else on Facebook Marketplace without her knowledge. So the family that was in there thought they had the legal right to be in there, and they were paying rent to somebody else. So now the woman who owns the home has got to eject these people, keep it from happening again, and meanwhile, somebody out there is making money off of her place. So the couple that owned the house was planning to sell it and needed to do some finishing touches before putting it on the market. So one day, the wife went by to look at the home and discovered the locks had been changed. That's odd. She looks in the window and sees all kinds of furniture that she doesn't recognize. She said, "I was in shock, disbelief, and panic all at the same time about what was going on." After calling her husband, they called the police, and then a family showed up. They thought they had legally rented the house after they saw a listing on Facebook Marketplace. They paid nearly $3,000 to the scammer, who instructed them to enter the home through a screen door and then climb through a window. So generally speaking, I've told people you got to be very, very careful about Facebook Marketplace, because anybody can find a photograph on the internet, post it on Facebook Marketplace and go, "Oh, I own this thing. Here's a photograph of it. If you want to buy this thing from me, here, call my number." And they get a burner phone and wait for phone calls. And so this family didn't do their due diligence. And, of course, the real question is, what does the couple do who owns the house to get these people out of there? The family living there paid $3,000 to the scammer. They then climbed in the window, and that's, of course, how you rent a house. So the husband said, "I feel really horrible for the people who are being scammed, and that's one of our concerns right now. I mean, we want the house to sell, but more than that, we don't want people to continue being hurt like this." So this guy legitimately feels bad about the people who got ripped off. So they were shocked at the situation, and they're now more concerned about the family and others who may get scammed. So the husband says, "They're not picking on people with a lot of means. These are desperate people that are looking for a home, and they see something that looks like a really good bargain, a really good deal, and they jump on it. Next thing, they're out thousands of dollars." So the couple's real estate agent posted a sign in the window of the home warning people who may fall for the scam. And through doing this, he was able to get the scammer's contact information from someone else who was in contact with him about the home. So after they got this family out, apparently the scammer continued running the scam, telling people, "Oh yeah, you can rent this house." And so when they put the sign in the window saying, "This house is not for rent, can you please contact us if someone's told you it is?" Someone contacted him and said, "Yeah, someone else told me I could rent the house and climb in through the window." So they saw the sign and called me, and I said, "Look, would you mind texting me your communications?" Which they did. So then I texted that same number, and the scammer responded to it. The house was listed several more times after this incident, so he posted a warning on Facebook. But his warning was removed because Facebook said it violated the guidelines of Facebook. And he is now banned from using Marketplace. So he has advice for others who are renting and looking for a good rental deal. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. If someone wants you to send them money via a web application like Cash App or Venmo, and they don't want a landlord themselves or someone to meet them at the property, you're probably looking at a scam. So when someone says, "Oh, that place is for rent, Venmo me the money and then go climb in the window," that should be a warning sign. It should be. He also said the Sevierville Police Department is looking into the incident and is in contact with Facebook. Now, I'm not sure if I've ever told this story before, but if you go back and watch the first videos I ever put up on this channel a long time ago, They were shot in a condominium. I lived in a condominium for a little while, and I've told stories about condominiums. And one of the reasons I tell those stories is I've lived in condominiums my life twice. And living in a condominium, and the complex I was living in had buildings that had four units each. And so at the time, I had Milo and Wolfie, my two Shetland sheepdogs. And I'd take them for walks, and we had a couple different routes we'd walk. And if you walk through a neighborhood on a daily basis, you start to learn things like who lives where, who owns which car, that kind of thing. What time some people work, because if you walk at 5 o'clock and people are coming home from work, you notice these little patterns and so on. And I noticed that there was a building with four units in it that had two vacant units. They were vacant the entire time that I lived there. And one of the units in particular had a box on the door handle that is one of those little lock boxes that has a key inside of it. Strangely, in some areas where realtors are lazy, they'll actually put the combination on the back side of the lock box. So anybody who wants to can walk up there, turn it over, see the combination, open it up, get the key, and let themselves in. And I wouldn't think that's a great security system, but I've seen realtors who do that. And they seem to think that that's like one of the best kept secrets out there. Oh, don't tell people about that, Steve, because if people don't know to look there, everyone knows, okay? So that lockbox is on that door with the combination on the back. And twice I saw people moving in within 2 days who were moving out. And what was happening was somebody had discovered, oh, that place has been vacant for quite some time. The keys are in the lockbox, combo's on the back. So I can go onto Facebook Marketplace or wherever and say I've got this condo for rent and get someone to cash at me the money or Venmo me the money or whatever the kids do these days and just say, yeah, keys are in the lockbox, combo's on the back, let yourself in. And so these people pull up, start loading all their stuff in, and whoever owned that unit would apparently come by periodically and just take a look at it. And both times I saw this happen, because where the condo was located, to get your stuff from the parking lot would have been difficult. So they'd park the moving truck right in front of the condo, but there was no parking there, but they'd park it on the lawn, unload all their stuff, and then start setting up house or condo. And then a couple days later, I'd see the reverse process where the U-Haul is back and the stuff's being offloaded. And I saw that happen twice. And so it's a common scam. It's been going around for a while. But again, anything you're buying off the internet where you don't meet the seller face-to-face, you've got a problem, because you're taking a lot of this on faith, and there's a lot of bad people out there. So a couple things. If you're looking to rent a place and you're looking on places like Facebook Marketplace, understand that anybody can post anything there. It's not like Facebook is vetting these people to make sure they've actually got rental places. And I would suggest instead that you look for rentals in places where you might, I don't know, have a realtor or somebody help you look for them. And yeah, I understand they might charge you a couple bucks for that, but guess what you're also getting? You're getting somebody who's going to hopefully be able to avoid something like this. But second of all, if you were renting a place, you never met the person face-to-face, they had you Venmo them the money and then said, you can climb in the window, that should be a sign also. But even as simple as, no, there's a lockbox in the door with a combo on the back. Really? You do that when you own the house? Sounds idiotic. Or the condo? But the other thing you need to know here is if you own a piece of property and you don't reside there, you need to go by periodically for two reasons. One of which is adverse possession. You want to make sure that nobody is squatting on your property legally. And so go by periodically, make sure there's nobody doing something bad on your property. Number one. Number two, go by and make sure nobody's living there. Because it might not be a squatter. It might be somebody who legitimately thinks they've got the right to be there because they met somebody online. They may have even gotten a lease. They may have all kinds of paperwork. And I've heard of those stories, unfortunately, also, where somebody calls the police and goes, there's a couple in my house, and they claim they rented it. Cops show up and they walk out and go, yeah, here's our lease. We have a lease. Police look at it and go, well, the lease says they've got the right to be here. Owner of the house goes, no, they don't. We own the house. What can you show the cops? Sir, if you were to go to the Register of Deeds office in the county courthouse, You can see who owns this piece of property. Just do a title search. Yeah, police officer's not really going to do that. So you might find yourself in a sticky situation. So getting back to the example I gave you of the neighbor unit that had people move in twice, and twice they moved right back out again, I assure you that somebody was coming by and checking on that condo, if not daily, almost every single day. And so they got it taken care of, but you can imagine what could have happened if those people had pulled out a lease and said, hey, we got a lease. We're allowed to stay here. Call the cops. We're not going anywhere. So it's a scary story, both sides of this. That is from the person who owns the house to the renters who got ripped off. I know some people are going to say, Steve, when the guy says climb in the window, you should know that something's up. Yeah, he told them that after he had their money. So it's a warning flag that gets thrown kind of late. So Sevierville couple discovers home used in a fake listing on Facebook Marketplace. That is, their home was used in the listing. Jason sent it to me. Thanks a lot. W-A-T-E reports that Ella Wales wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I am sorely afflicted with the plague, and the only cure for it is more cowbell.